This is KNKX. What's next for the Seattle Storm now that they've won their fourth WNBA championship title? KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked about the team's future and the excitement of this past week. Art, the Storm didn't just win the finals series, they dominated it.
It was an incredible blowout. They won all three games against the Las Vegas Aces by an average of 15.3 points a game. Their final game, a 33-point margin of victory, was a WNBA record, as were their 11 wins in WNBA Finals games. It's a remarkable success story at the pinnacle of their sport. And their domination was all the more remarkable this year because of the hardship of the bubble. The Aces and Storm, as the last two teams to play in the bubble in Bradenton, Florida, stayed there almost 100 days. And none of them tested positive for COVID-19. I also think they navigated brilliantly the racial injustice issues by supporting Black Lives Matter and being really the most progressive league in dealing straight up with these issues and being a very dynamic force in the discussion. But that means there were a lot of distractions this season in the bubble, and they just sailed.
And speaking for what they did on the court, does four championship titles now qualify as a dynasty?
Well, they're getting close. They're a little spread out right now. The first one was in 04, then in 2010, 2018, and now 2020. There are two other WNBA teams that also have four championships, Houston and Minnesota. And the Minnesota team has won four in 7 years. So that qualifies, I think, as a dynasty, and that's what the aspiration should be for the Storm, I think. I'm calling it the drive for five. And if they get there next year, that'll be a triumph. The Storm is really set up for a long run because two of their key people, Breanna Stewart is 26 and Jewel Lloyd is 27. So they've got the foundation for excellence for quite a while.
Breanna Stewart was named MVP of the finals, but I have to ask you, Art, has there been another player in Seattle sports who's sustained excellence longer than Sue Bird?
No. Sue Bird has been magnificent. She's been here 19 years, including 17 seasons. She missed two with injuries, including 2018. And even this year, she missed half of the regular season with a bone bruise in her left knee. But she's also said she wants to come back for 2021 because of Breanna Stewart and the excellence she brings. And she also wants to play in the Tokyo Olympics, should they happen. So all of that points to her trying to come back, obviously health permitting. And I wanted to call attention to the fact that a friend and radio talk show host, Mike Gastineau, has a column posted on Sports Press Northwest that I would encourage people to read. Because Mike is advocating a statue for Sue Bird. And I think that's a great idea. Not only has she sustained excellence for so long, she's done it in one town. And since they're going to be creating in 2021 a new arena at Seattle Center, what a great and fitting tribute it would be to have a Sue Bird statue be a highlight fixture in that place for a very long time. I can't think of an athlete that deserves it more.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.